Hello, welcome everybody. Thank you again for joining me on another episode of the Lime Boss Podcast. I'm Heather Gray, aka the Lime Boss. And today we've got special guest, Dr. Stephen Davis from Free Medica Technologies. Super excited to learn more about him and his technologies. Most of you know I am a bioenergetic practitioner as well, and I love everything to do with tech and frequencies and energy, right? Because that is how the body communicates. That's how energy, we're all connected. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. And the fact that, you know, he's got a product out there that's like really reasonably priced as far as these type of cutting edge stuff goes. And so I want to dive more into learning more about him, his background, like what got him started, and learn a little bit more about the product. So welcome, Dr. Davis, everybody.
Okay. So first off, I just need to make a little correction.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a doctor.
You're not a doctor. Oh, okay.
I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor. I'm so used to talking to doctors.
And so I got involved with this. I was just a desperate dad.
Oh.
How I got involved. My daughter had Lyme for 12 years and she had two sons and they both had significant health issues that turned out to be Lyme disease.
Oh.
So that's how, that was my stepping into this world. It was my daughter's fault.
Usually nobody gets into this line of work, this niche, without some sort of a personal story attached to it, because it's a heavy, complex, complicated type of world, right?
Yeah, it's complicated.
So yeah, talk to me a little bit about your daughter and yourself's journey and how you came about with the Free Medica, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the Nikki technologies that just came out as well.
Yeah. Well, I started this, you know, my daughter was sick for the first 8 years and we just chased everything we could think of except Lyme disease, because that wasn't even on my radar. But 8 years into it, somebody mentioned to us that it could be Lyme disease. So I had a friend run some tests on my daughter. And sure enough, she tested positive for Lyme disease, and so did her two sons. And so we were happy. I mean, 8 years into it, after chasing ghosts, 8 years into it, we discovered that she had Lyme. So we felt that, I didn't even know what Lyme was, but we were just happy as a family that we could go and deal with it. And so we went out for another couple of years and did like everybody else and ended up with no results. In fact, they just kept getting worse. And so did our bank accounts. And so did our, like, everything shifted for us. But 2 years into it, I came across a guy at a meeting and he just made a comment. I overheard them make a comment. And they said, I think my friend has come up with a solution for Lyme disease. And I went over and I said, hey, I bet this is a great story. I want to meet your friend. And they introduced me to Stuart, who is today my partner.
Nice.
And he was working on a technology. And so I stepped in with him. And the next thing you know, we had something that worked.
What?
And we ran a trial only for 3 weeks, 30 minutes a day for this particular trial. And people got better. They didn't get better right away. That was the part that I struggled with, because we had doctors and we had results and they're telling me that they're clear of Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, you guys, I don't really care what the documents say, because my kids are still sick. And so there was no signs of them getting better. But somebody came to me and said, you know, it's not like taking an antibiotic. You take an antibiotic and 7 days later or 14 days later, you feel pretty good. Lyme disease is causing so much damage on the inside that once you deal with Lyme and the co-infections, your body needs some time to heal. And it took 90 days. But 90 days after she ran through the trial, it was like somebody hit a light switch, turned a switch on, and I got my little girl back. Like, it was crazy. And so since then, she's gone to university. She's a single mom. She's raised two boys. The boys are doing, they're flourishing in school and sports. And there's just no negative effect. That first 3 weeks is a very tough period for them because they herxed. And today we've learned how to deal with it, so you don't herx so much. And so, but the people in the beginning, They struggled and pushed through, but they ended up in a really good place.
Yeah, it's thank you for sharing. Wow, what an amazing story. And again, that's usually what a blessing, like God sent, that you overheard this conversation and then you had enough to ask. It was kind of funny. That's how I actually landed in Rife to begin with, when I was at a Lyme group and somebody like left-handed comment, you know, towards the end of the meeting, dropped the word. And for some reason, the word just like hung in the air for me, right? Like it was meant for my ears. And I picked up on it and went home and started researching it. And then I put it out on Facebook. I'm like, does anybody know anything about Rife? And I had one person pop up and she's like, yeah, I know an acupuncture in your area that does Rife, you know, blah, 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 go check her out. So that was kind of my start of with, you know, frequency work and then, you know, diving deeper into Tesla's work and, you know, all that other fun stuff. So did you have a background on how this type of stuff works? Like, how did you wrap your brain around it? Because a lot of times people I found first hearing this type of stuff, they're like, oh, it sounds like woo woo. And oh, it sounds like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really? No, it's kind of how we're all, the world is wired. Right. So how did you, obviously it made sense to you because you jumped in. Yeah.
Well, I live in a woo woo world.
Oh, nice.
There is nothing that was working that was traditional. So if you don't step out of that world, you're not going to get better.
Say that one more time, louder.
And that's just what happened with us. I had a little bit of experience with frequencies. I didn't understand them, but I had experience with them using frequencies to balance your brain. And so I knew a little bit about frequencies as far as there's a place for them. And so when we decided to go down that path, it was very woo-woo, like putting light into the body. And people think that we're just using color. Like you, if you see a red light on our device, they think we're pulsing a red, the frequency that comes from the color red, and we're not. We just use those lights to carry what we want to deliver into the body. And yeah. So when you deal like with a Rife machine that you brought up, they're dealing with one frequency at a time. And we don't. Like on one of my packages alone that we have for nighttime, I've got over 200 frequencies going into the body at exactly the same time.
Wow.
Because we learned that through Lyme disease that you can't just try and treat one thing at a time. We don't treat. That's a bad word that I use. But in helping people, you can't just take one pill to help somebody and fix everything. Like that's just not going to happen. With Lyme disease, you have to deal with a lot of moving parts at the same time. Otherwise, you just can't overcome it. And so that's what we learned.
Awesome. Yeah. Why? So now that we've gone down this little rabbit hole here, let's dive into the technology of it and how it works, because I'm still like, I'm like on the edge of my seat of like, what is actually this technology and how does it work?
Well, we decided that I believe that your body has been created to absorb light. And so that was our first indication that that's the path that we want to go down. And so we started to work with light. Then we learned that your cells, they've been designed to retain low energy light. And when they do, they retain our frequencies. And all we're really doing is bringing communication back into the body, because we're not delivering a substance. We're delivering communication. That's all we're doing. And we're helping the immune system remember what its job is, because it's kind of been knocked off balance through all the things that go on with Lyme disease and all the co-infections. And so that was just a very simple approach. Based on what your body's been designed to do in the first place. And so we don't go after co-infections or the Lyme or any of that. We're just bringing back communications to your immune system so it can operate the way it was designed to operate.
That's beautiful. That's how FDNs are trained as well. We talk all the time that we don't treat or diagnose any disease, that if you focus on the foundations of health, right? If you put back the things and unburden the body then can take over and go, oh, I know what I'm supposed to do here. You know, I haven't treated Lyme in years, but the things that I've done in my life have set my health and my immune system up in a way to keep it in check like it's supposed to, right? You know, we've been evolving with this bacteria for thousands of years. You know, it's no stranger to our system, but yes, communication, whether it be through, what are some of the ways that you have found that knocks communication off?
Well, you can have mental trauma. You can have physical trauma. Like if you get hit, let's say you're a hockey player and you take a hit, well, your body immediately gets disrupted. Your cells get disrupted in that area, and they start frantically trying to bring back communication in that area. And if you get hurt, I guess if you get hurt a little too, let's say you got hit too hard, it's going to take some time for that communication to come back in. And if you just leave it on its own, well, that's when things can set in and become chronic. And so we try and bring back communication as quickly as we can. One of the illustrations that I like to use, because frequencies aren't tangible, you can't see them, is what I mean by that. And so if you ever saw a big anthill, you look at all of those ants, and it looks like they're just going, they're climbing over each other. They're just not organized at all, but they are very organized. They're moving through communication of frequencies. If you kick that anthill, they go crazy trying to get back to that original communication so they can continue on. Our cells are no different than that. They get disrupted. They need to find that balance before you're going to get better. And that's what we do. We bring balance back to your system through your immune system.
That's amazing. What's gone a wire. I heard another analogy like that the other day. It's like a chess board, right? With all the pieces set up, and you've had a trauma and shaken the chessboard, and all the pieces are laying all over the place. And you kind of got to systematically start putting things back in line in a specific order for things to start coming back online and working faster. And I think that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves with even, God bless, line literate doctors. They're still kind of doing that allopathic Western medicine. Let's just, you know, hit you with an herb or an antibiotic, you know, but they're not considering all these other pieces in the chess game, right? That really need to be considered when it comes to healing wholly and staying healed, because that's the other problem I found with a lot of folks is they'll relapse, right? They get on their antibiotics, they feel better for so long, and then they relapse because they've never addressed all these other issues, communication with the immune system in their body, right?
That's right. If you're not dealing with the Lyme itself, like if your body doesn't take care of that, it's really difficult to deal with anything else, because the Lyme has knocked your immune system off balance so much that it allows all kinds of things that aren't even Lyme related to come in and attack. And so that's why our focus is with the immune system, because otherwise we'd be chasing one thing at a time. This way we can bring the right communication back, and the immune system can deal with what it needs to deal with.
Wow. Awesome. Actually, this is a great little time for a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I had a life, and then I had Lyme. The wave one, having seen what I've seen and the results and the many testimonials, it just really makes sense. The thing that I just have wanted the most is just to heal and heal with my kids and just have fun. And so for me, it just ignited this new spark, like our life is so short, our health is so precious.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the first part of this as much as I have. Like, I'm totally geeking out on this type of technology and what this product can actually do for people with Lyme disease. So how long has this type of technology, how long has Free Medica been around?
Since 2016.
Since 2016. Awesome. And I've heard that you've got a new technology too, and something called Nikki. What's that about?
Well, we had some downtime.
Nice.
During COVID. It is very difficult to get back. The way that we like to move in the market is we like to go and get in front of a room of people that have Lyme disease through the Lyme support groups, share a story of hope. We answer questions, and then we do a draw, and we pick somebody in the room, we loan them a device, and then we come back in 90 days and stand up in the front of that room and listen to their experience and support them. And that's something that people are shocked about to begin with, that after we sell somebody something, we're willing to come back 3 months later and see how you're doing.
That's incredible.
In person. I mean, because we know. But COVID kind of threw a curve in that. And so we ended up going to work because we learned some really interesting things by going through this process and dealing with Lyme. That if you approach it in the same way, well, we can deal with lots of things. It doesn't have to be Lyme disease. And so we went after some general wellness things, such as sleep. And we didn't go after sleep in such a way that we're giving you something that's going to put you to sleep, like a sleeping pill. What we did is we put together a program, like I had mentioned earlier, where it's got over 200 different frequencies going into the body at exactly the same time. And so we're correcting the things that are keeping you awake. Hmm. You may not sleep the first night or the second night, but if you push through, you're going to find a really good place, a good balance. Because that's what your body is, that's what it's seeking, and that's what we're bringing, is balance.
Have you ever, are you a fan of the Oura Ring?
I'm a fan of anything to do with frequencies. I think that, let's use the Rife machine for an example. You know, I think that Rife has got great things that it does using frequencies. And so does a lot of other frequency technologies. The difference between us and them is focus. Our focus was on Lyme disease, not anything else. Right. I was on a mission to get my kids better. We got them better. And during that 2 years, I met so many people that were struggling with Lyme disease that there's no way I could just stop and continue on with my regular business. And so this kind of took a life of its own. But now we've got products, different frequency sets that we can help you sleep. We can help you with energy or stress and anxiety. We can relieve that. It goes on and on for what we have. We launched with 9 different frequency sets. And one of the ones that we're getting the most comments about is the one that we put together for pain. Mm. People's pain is, I mean, like, and some of the stories that are coming in, you know, it's shocking even us, because we see what we can do, but these stories that come in, they're significant. People have issues. We all face issues. And so we put together the Nikki. It's a wearable. It's like a watch. It looks like the Apple Watch. And every other company out there, like an Apple, they're tracking things. What we're doing, we don't track anything. We correct things. And so we become a perfect product for somebody like the Oura Ring, because you put the Oura Ring on. That's how people are measuring success with us, is they'll take what they use today, whether it's an Oura Ring or another wearable for tracking, and they go to bed. And when they wake up, their app shows them the great sleep that they just had based on wearing our product.
That's where my brain went. I'm like, ooh, I want to track this with the Oura Ring, you know, and see, you know, how much it improves sleep. Because a lot of times people don't even recognize, because they've had such crappy sleep for such a long time, they don't even really recognize when you're asking them in a clinical consultation, how do you sleep? Oh, yeah, fine. You know, but then once you got an Oura Ring on them and you're finding out, man, their sleep is atrocious, and it's no wonder they have no energy, and it's no wonder they have brain fog the next day. And so how beautiful that now we've got wearables, right, for both, you know, admitting and tracking at the same time. Like, how cool is that?
That's right. Well, the cool thing for us is that all of these tracking devices confirm what we already know. And so we got it. We're excited because people can track. They can see, they don't have to guess. Am I, like what you just said, am I feeling better? One thing that they do know is whether or not their pain subsides.
Right.
And one of the things that we've noticed is when people stop using the product, that's when they really notice how much we've actually been helping them with pain. And we're not giving them a pain pill. We're correcting the issue. Your pain goes away because we deal with the inflammation. And the inflammation goes away because we deal with the communication. And so there's a very logical path on how we move down a path of helping people overcome issues like sleep or lack of energy or pain or. Now that we understand it, how it works.
That's awesome. How long does a person typically, so I think some of the biggest misconceptions is that people like do things and then they feel better and then they stop and then they wonder why they relapse. Is this something that is kind of meant for, you know, longer time, you know, regular maintenance type use? Is there like a, I know for lack of a better word, like a treatment mode and a maintenance mode?
Well, for me, I wear these products every day. And before we even had the Nikki, I've never had Lyme disease, so I've never really had a reason to wear the Lyme device. But one of the things the doctors started noticing and telling us was the inflammation is going away. And they've never seen something that can move inflammation, the numbers down, like we can.
That's awesome.
And so when I heard that from our doctors, I started wearing the Wave 1 just for the inflammation, because if you deal with your inflammation, that's the precursor to all disease. And so let's deal with that. And so for me, if I know that the technology, if some technology that I'm wearing and I know it works, I'm going to continue to wear it, not because I have to, but because I want to.
Right.
Because if I can head something off at the pass, I'm going to do that. I mean, like my daughter says, she never wants to go back to where she came from out of Lyme disease. But she only used our device for 3 weeks. That was it. But she went through a very tough program. Like, it was all or nothing for us during that trial. But she pushed through. But once you've corrected it, you don't have to keep wearing it for Lyme disease. You wear it for other things, because just because you've dealt with Lyme doesn't mean that the world doesn't come at you pretty fast and furious. You know, it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get fatigued. It's easy to have walk around with pain, even if it's just from stress. Like, it's very interesting. And so, yeah, I recommend that you would wear it all the time, but your body's going to encourage you to do it.
So many people with sleep issues, so many people with immune issues. Like, if immune health and regulation isn't on your top priority after the whole COVID thing, COVID's the first, you know, of many that are going to, you know, come down the pike. Like, this isn't going to be the end of this. It's just the beginning. And I think the more that we can talk about and educate on how to strengthen and, you know, rewire our immune system, like, the better off we're going to be, like, period, end of story, right?
That's right. Why would you not feed your body the right communications to keep it healthy?
He just gave me goosebumps, like, everywhere, like, everything's going to give you cancer, because it is. It's all this man-made, toxic, unnatural way of life that's screwing us up so bad. Like, we've gotten way off track as human beings on how we're supposed to live, when we're supposed to sleep, what we're supposed to eat, and we're paying the consequences for it. And so, like I said, anything that we can do to kind of help tap back into that natural rhythm, right, and get the communication flowing properly in our body, like, what a win-win.
That's right. And it's all about communication. Like, it really is. Inside your body or outside your body, as the world that we know it. I mean, it's all communication. And so if you've got the right communication, we live better. If you got the right communication in your body, you're going to live healthier. It's just the way it is. It's just the fact of the matter. And so we deal with that fact, and that's our choice.
That is incredible. What a blessing you are to your daughter, to your grandkids, and to the Lyme world. Like, there is just so much, there's a lot of snake oil out there, right? And the Lyme community especially is so leery, because we've been at this for so long and didn't have results, and have, like you said, the bank account drained and years of suffering. And so, you know, I think I've probably first heard of you guys about 2 or 3 years ago, but it's taken me this long to kind of just circle around and, okay, well, this person's saying something about you, and oh, this person's saying something about you. Well, so now I need to learn more. And so that's why I really pushed to have you on here, is because, you know, once I get tapped, then I'm like, okay, yes, you, we need to get you out there and other people understanding this technology and that it's not snake oil and that it's very legit. And I mean, like I said, for the price, for what it can do, that's ridiculous. That's amazing.
It is. I got to say, it is quite amazing.
Yeah.
Considering that it took some people like us who didn't really know the industry. I didn't even know Lyme existed, but it just came down to, there's always a solution. We just have to get out of the box and go live with the Rifes of the world. You know, they're out there. Those people are out of the box. They're doing something really good. It's just, they're not a silver bullet, just like we're not a silver bullet. We can all help.
Awesome. Absolutely. And hey, so we can actually find your product on my website using the Lyme Boss affiliates. So go check out the website, lymeboss.com, and go to the resource section. And also, I'm going to, like I said, be putting up a little commercial here soon. And just continuing to spread the word. And I ask, you know, all the listeners to please spread the word as well, because that is how we help each other, right? Subscribe, like, and share, you know, keep screaming at the top of the mountain. You know, people don't have to suffer for years and years and years like they have in the past. They don't have to kill their system with, you know, multiple years of antibiotic use. There are other ways, and don't give up, continue to search. There is hope. And people like Mr. Davis here is helping, you know, provide hope again. So I just wanted to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for taking the time today. And then also, you know, putting this amazing technology out in the world.
It's been, you know, I've been in business, you can tell by my gray hair, a long time. And this is the hardest thing that I've ever done. It is something that is so good that receives so much resistance, not from the people that want to use it, but from other places.
Oh, and yeah, I bet.
It's just a funny world that we live in.
Absolutely hilarious.
what I'd like to do with you today is I'd like to give you a couple of Nickies.
Oh,
to give away. You figure out how you want to give them away, and give them away so people can experience. It's way better for them to share their story than to share my story.
Absolutely.
And so we'd like to see it on the wrist. And so we'd like to give you a couple.
Wow. goosebumps again. That's so awesome. Thank you so much. And this is going to be fun trying to figure out oh my gosh, my brain is just all over the place now. Wow. Thank you. And you've literally left me speechless, which is really hard to do. So thank you. Any other little last beautiful nuggets that you want to leave with folks before we sign off?
Well, I think that what I hear the most is they go through the Lyme program and they're not 100%.
Ooh, I was going to ask this. Thank you for playing. I was going to play devil's advocate, because I did put it out there to a different community and I was like, who's tried this and it hasn't worked? And I had one person pipe up. And so I'm digging, because I want to find out what else. Because I know a lot of times people use this as too much of a magic bullet sometimes. They still eat their crappy ass diet. They're still not getting to bed before 2 o'clock at night. And then they use something like this and go, it doesn't work. So I'm curious as to, when you hear people who say that it doesn't work for them, what are you finding is the commonality?
It's when you deal with Lyme disease and the co-infections. Well, the Lyme disease it's compromised your immune system a lot. And so it allows other things to come in and attack, whether it's a parasite, whether it's mold, whether it's mycoplasma. I mean, like, there's all kinds of things that come in and attack because your system has been weakened. Mm-hmm. So we deal with the Lyme disease and the co-infections, but some people will still not feel well. But that's because they may have a thyroid issue, or they may have something that they just haven't been able to deal with because they had Lyme disease. But now that we've dealt with that, now they can go in to their doctor, and the doctors can help them overcome a lot of the things that they couldn't before, because now their immune system is operating the way it's supposed to, or at least close.
Totally makes sense. So
it's just people just thinking that everything that's wrong with them is because of Lyme. And it's not. Indirectly, it is, because it's compromised your immune system, but it's not Lyme.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's sad how, especially after COVID happened, so many people, oh, it's a Lyme flare. It's a Lyme flare. I'm like, it could be COVID. It could be the flu. It could be mold exposure. It could be, you know, it's not all Lyme, but there is a certain level of PTSD, right, that comes along with Lyme and when it comes to treating. And so thank you for that. This is just one piece to the puzzle. And so there's still other pieces out there. And so thank you. That's kind of what I thought when she had said that it didn't work for her. I was like, I have a feeling she was trying to think of it as a magic bullet, and there is no magic bullet out there. You can't supplement your way out of a bad diet. You know, you can't exercise your way out of not sleeping. Like there's things that we just really, you got to put the foundations down and look at other things, as well as this is just another tool, right? And you're another, oh geez, I lost my analogy. I was thinking of the quiver, you know, in your.
Yeah. The arrows in your quiver.
Yeah. The arrows in your quiver. Thank you. not a magic bullet, but so far from what I hear, how it can help with Lyme. Oof, it's a pretty big arrow.
It is. And we can help overcome that part of your life with the wave one, but the Nikki comes in and it helps you with the rest. And so it's kind of an interesting 1-2. They really support one another. And people are just getting better. And so are we going to help them overcome everything? Well, who knows what the future brings, but today, no. But frequencies are good. Doesn't matter where you're getting them from. Chances are they're good. And here's one thing that's really good with our product that we got really excited about is we just put together in our firmware that the Bluetooth, when you download the frequencies onto your Nikki, the Bluetooth you can turn off after that, and you'll never have to use the Bluetooth unless we notify you and say, hey, we've got some new packages, new frequency sets for you. Then you'll turn that on and it'll download. But otherwise you don't have to use the Bluetooth. And I think that that's really good.
Oh, that's huge. Cause that was also another question I had before I got all squirrel knocked off is there's, you know, a lot of us with Lyme and mold also have EMF sensitivities. And so I was curious as to how you guys worked around that. So how great that you don't have to have the Bluetooth on the whole time. You download it once and then boom, you're good. That's incredible.
That's right. And there is no Bluetooth on the wave one. So there's never been an issue there.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. So the wave one just kind of comes as a like preset then?
No, it's got the app on your computer.
Oh, okay.
And so you don't need the Bluetooth. You have to physically plug in.
Ah, got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay, cool. Oh, so exciting. I cannot wait to play with these. I'm such a geek for time as we sit here and I've got my health, you know, PMF device in my lap, you know, right now it's running frequencies for a female, just helping with the magnetic, you know, female charismatic energy, right? Something I do when I go on to, you know, before I speak out in front of crowds or do these podcasts, just kind of helps me tap into that femininity. But, you know, at one point then I had the Rife machine and then I had an AO and I love this type of technology. My poor husband is like rolling his eyes at me every time. I'm like, look what just came out. So I'm going to have so much fun diving deeper into this. And again, I can't even say thank you enough. Like there's no word to express the amount of gratitude in my heart right now for everything that you're doing. And just really thank you again for taking the time to be with me here today.
Hey, my pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Everybody have a healthy day.
Thank you.